Tree Studios. This is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modal.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And Stephanie Modal.
Hi, everybody. Stephanie.
How are you?
Doing great. How are y'all?
Doing great. Welcome in and welcome back. It is a beautiful Monday here in Florida. What's it like there in California?
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, very hot.
Very hot. 100 degrees today.
100's not bad. I don't find 100 bad.
It is when you have to wear pants at work.
That's true.
That is true. I do remember that.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. But 100, I was always okay with 100. It was always when it got into the like 105, when it starts to get past there. I was always good in the 90s. Like 90s was perfect there. Dry.
Yeah, 90s are great.
Yeah, but 100 is not that bad. I don't know. Is it? I don't remember. It's been a long time. I don't remember.
It's freaking hot. And it's hot because in the morning it was 65.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Almost a 40 degree swing.
Mm-hmm.
God, I do miss those cool mornings, man. That we don't get cool mornings. No. It's
always hot.
It's the hottest time, I think, sometimes. It's the most humid time. So you don't get anything cool in the morning. You walk out and you're like, wow. And then it starts to cool off later in the morning when the humidity goes away. But it's been nice here. Oh my goodness. Yes. The last 3 days, nice cool breeze coming off the ocean. It's been awesome. Right. It's been really nice. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend. Did a lot of things.
Good.
Things and stuff.
Good time. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Watched a bunch of movies on Sunday. We had a good lazy Sunday.
Yep.
Ooh, we need to do a what's streaming then.
I know.
We?
I've been keeping a tally of what we've been watching. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few things.
Yeah, we got some new stuff to share. We don't have Netflix or anything like that. So we've got YouTube TV and we've got Amazon Prime, and that's it. So we've been watching our shows there. But we've got some good ones on there. We've actually started watching a good one on YouTube TV that we like. So
what was it? What's it called?
It's Tulsa something. Tulsa.
Oh yeah, Tulsa Kings.
Tulsa Kings.
With Sylvester.
Yes, it's so good.
David's buddy. Well, Sly.
Yeah, I don't call him by Stallone. It's Sly.
Sylvester. Yeah.
Sylvester.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. So if you guys haven't seen it, David, I know you'll probably like it. But
I loved it. Sure. I can't wait for the second season. I watched it a while ago when it came out on Paramount. We had like a free 30 days and I just snuck it in.
Yeah. And so it's real dumbed down for YouTube TV. The cussing's all taken out and whatever else might have been in there is all gone. Right. Because I know he goes to a strip club in one of the shows and I'm sure at Prime they might have shown it, you know, because I mean, not Prime, Paramount might have shown some of that. But
I just heard the other day that somebody bought that app from Paramount. So that app is going away. It's now being brought in. Maybe it was Prime or Netflix. I'm not sure which one.
I hope it's Prime because that's all we have. Netflix to me just got so like inundated with stuff that's like when you go to find something, like, what do I watch? You know, I mean, you're searching and searching and searching.
And we would always come up with nothing.
Yeah, really. I usually go, I'm done searching. I'm going to move on.
I really annoy Stephanie with that. I have a good time. I just scroll through. She's like, are we going to watch something? What are you doing?
Yeah.
She gets a little irritated with me.
Yeah.
We're guilty of that too. But the good thing about Prime, it's like a menu, right? If you go to a place that has too big of a menu, you go, what do I want to eat? If it's got a smaller, more condensed menu, you can find something a little easier.
That's
Amazon Prime is that.
That was my problem with BJ's. Too much stuff on the menu. I can never figure out what I wanted to order there.
Yeah.
Yard House used to have a big old menu. They've definitely made it smaller now, but Yard House used to have quite. Have you ever been to Cheesecake Factory? The thing's a novel.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a big menu.
Jeez.
Yeah. I don't
that think one takes a cake for sure.
I don't think I've ever been there to Cheesecake Factory.
Well, yeah, I think we have.
Maybe once in my life.
It's one of my favorite restaurants. I love that place. But
I mean, I know it's on popular belief, but they actually don't factory any kind of cheesecakes. There's no factory there.
There's no factory?
It's a restaurant. There's no factory. They're not like pumping out cheesecakes in a factory over there.
It's not like in the back or something?
No, it's just a restaurant.
Damn,
sorry, that's my dad joke of the day.
And that should have been like an origin story or something.
Fake origin story. There's no factory actually there.
Why do they call it a factory? All right. Well, we'll share our weekend recap next podcast. So we can spread it out a little bit. All right. Well, let's get into the things to ponder. Then Mindy has it, or no. Stephanie has it this time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to ponder. I love pondering things, you know?
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
When have I ever been pondering what you've been pondering?
Let's find out.
So there's kind of a story to this one.
Mm.
Like this stories. Has been on my mind for the past couple days. It happened over the weekend.
Mm.
And I don't even know if David's aware of it. But it's about gossip.
Oh.
So we were in a bar. And this really weird younger dude was like, you know, kind of bopping around to different people or whatever. And this old guy at the bar was like, hey, I want to talk to him. And I was like, and the younger dude was like, that guy keeps staring at me. Does he have a problem? Blah, blah. Mm. I was like, an old guy. Like, I doubt he has a problem with you. You know, so then the old guy was like, I want to talk to him. And I was like, why? And he was like, it shouldn't matter to you. I said, oh, I don't care. I'm just curious. Why do you want to talk to him? He was like, he's my friend. I want to talk to him. I'm like, okay. So I go to the young guy and I said, hey, that old guy wants to talk to you. He says he's your friend. And he's like, fine. So he goes over to the old guy. They both get up and leave the bar. Well, then they come back in the bar like 15
minutes. It was like 25 minutes later, yeah.
25 minutes later. The young guy has his belt in his hand.
What the
and
hell?
Like grabbing his pants, and then they sit down, and the young guy has his arm around the old man. And I'm really ashamed of, I was like, oh my God, they just went and did something sexual. Like, is that the first thing you guys thought?
100%.
I thought that before I even saw his belt in his hand, because then he put his belt on it. Everybody's like, whose belt? Why is there a belt on the table? And I was like, bro, is this your belt? And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And so I told some of the girls at the bar, which is what I'm ashamed of. I was like, I think they just went outside and did something, you know? And everybody's like, no, what? No, you know? And it got real gossipy and weird. And then, you know, some time goes by and I'm sitting at the bar. And now I'm sitting next to the old guy. And we just start chatting. He was really nice. And he said, oh, what do you do for a living? And I told him what I do and where I work. And then he says, oh, my son works there. And I was like, oh, who's your son? As if I would know who it was. But then I did know his son.
Wow.
So now I just spread a rumor at a bar about this dude from work's dad being gay with a young man. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, so I was wondering if you guys have ever had a moment of where maybe you gossiped or said something and it was a huge regret, or you were wrong, or you were right.
Yeah, because you never know. I mean, did you get an answer?
No, I didn't want to know after I knew whose daddy was. I was just like, I don't want to know.
Yikes. Do you have an answer to that, Mindy?
Well, sometimes it happens right in your inner circles.
That's true. That can happen in your inner circles. At work, it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, what if I was wrong?
What if you were right?
I think I am right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was weird.
There was also moments, though, that they seemed like they did really know each other prior.
Yeah.
Like, I heard him say something like he came with somebody else that was also with that guy. Like, they were all hanging out and he didn't want to leave him at the bar by himself. But the young guy was so drunk.
Yeah. And obviously the old guy was pretty drunk too, but it was just like, have you guys ever had an instance where maybe you jumped to conclusions or kind of bit your word back, you know?
I guarantee we probably all have in this room or in this.
Yeah. I can't think of one specific moment where it happened similar to where you're like, oof, like where you got that instant regret, instant, you know, charge back on it. But yeah, I'm sure I have. I'm certain that I have, you know. I can't recall an exact moment, but yeah, it's a bummer. It's one of those things. It's like, what do you?
Yeah, but wait, I'm gonna propose something else. So obviously that was all of our thoughts, right? But what if it was more, because we all sense things, right? Mm-hmm. What if it came from intuition?
Yeah, it could have.
You know, like a lot of times I can see stuff happening before it happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a feeling. I call it intuition. Somebody might call it something else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could have been right. Right. I think
her regret is not that she was right or wrong. It's that she started talking about it to somebody else.
Yeah. And I think we've all had instances where we've done that.
Yeah. 100% I have had instances like that, you know? And look, whether you're right or wrong, I think that's the key, right? What does it matter if they did, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, would it be any different if it was a girl? You know what I mean? If it was a young girl and a guy?
Yeah, because he's married.
Oh, well, that is weird. Yeah, that is. No, you're right.
It's like my friend. Well, I wouldn't call this dude my friend, but he's like that guy's dad.
So, I mean, did he come in wiping his mouth? I didn't see that.
Oh, God. No. And now I'm just going to feel so awkward if I see his son. I'm not even going to tell his son I met him.
No, I would not. I would not. Wow, that is interesting. Yeah, I think it is one of those things that you go, I can't say I would have done any different. I mean, I certainly would have. If I saw it happen, I would have walked it right up to Mindy and went like, "Did you see that? You see that?" And then if David was sitting there, I'd be like, "David, did you see that?" And now there's two people that know.
Yeah. It spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, it does.
It's definitely something that I think everybody here has been a part of at some point. Yeah. Even if you weren't the one starting it, you were involved in it somehow. Someone told you and then you told other people, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Thinking it was reality. But
how many times have you hit up your friend like, "I have a secret. Are you around?"
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if they're true or not, it's really true it is, you know, we're all guilty of it. I think as you get older, you realize it's probably not the best thing to do. But whatever. Yeah,
if you're on the other end of it, you know.
Could be. And how many times have you been on the other end of it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know that you're on the other end of it. You just feel vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm talking shit. I feel like they're talking shit. You walk into a room and it's like, something's up here. Something is up.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting story, though. Thanks for sharing that.
I can't get it out of my brain. But that was my things upon it. I'm definitely going to think twice before I, you know, say something again about anybody.
Well, yeah, I have a question for you kind of on a different note. I shared this on Jason and Mindy, but I want to see if you ever had an experience similar to this. I'm sure that you have. Well, maybe you haven't, but you just came out of the restroom. Okay, so this is my story. I'm sorry, listeners, if you've heard it already on Jason and Mindy. I'm telling it again. You met the bass player, Jason Robertson, mm-hmm. last time you were here. Mm-hmm. So his wife surprised him at our gig over the weekend. And so he introduced me to her and I had just come out of the restroom and washed my hands. And I'm not the best at drying my hands. It used to annoy the shit out of me that Steve, he took forever to dry his hands. And I'd go to the bathroom, wash my hands, flick the water off and I'm out of the bathroom. He's drying his hands, like thoroughly drying them. It's all the moisture off of his digits. Anyway, I don't do that. So I come out and I stuck a little bit of water, man. So she reaches out to shake my hand while we're being introduced. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I just washed my hands." Well, she kind of pulled back. She kind of looked at me weird. Right. And what I realized later on is that she probably thought I was some germaphobe and didn't want to shake her hand because I just washed my hands. But it wasn't that. I didn't want to get the water on and her think I had pee on my hands. Have you ever had that moment?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I leaned into it. Don't you hate it when you pee on your hands?
That's a great
shaking one. Their hand while you do it.
Yeah.
You shake your hand. Yeah, nice to meet you. I just peed on my hands, so I missed. Yeah, anyway. That was a funny moment for me. All right, well, hey, let's get into the next thing, huh? What do we got? Yeah,
do it.
Next thing is Urban Hibben. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's we have an Urban Dictionary right here.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Hibben, Harry. Good old Mindy.
Yes. And here we go another round of Urban Hibben.
I got to try not to look because I can see.
Oh, you can.
That's all right. Don't, I'll just be disciplined.
Ever so slightly. So the first one is gold fishing.
Okay.
What do you think gold fishing means?
I feel like it's when a girl, I feel like it's when a man, like, it's kind of like catfishing, but he seems more richer than he is, as opposed to more good looking than he actually is.
Oh, that's good.
So I, like a gold fishing is like trying to get a girl with your so-called money.
Okay.
I think it's when a woman has an itch on her vagina and it's like inside on the lips. So you got to really dig in.
Wow. Gold fishing. That's okay. Stephanie's looking at you like you are disgusting.
All right. I think it's when, you know, how you get road snacks and you go on a long trip. Let's just use us as an example. We drove all the way out here to Florida, and maybe, you know, maybe Mindy's favorite snack is the goldfish, right? Gold fishing is though after you get to where you arrived and you're decided you want to clean the vehicle and you're trying to find all the goldfish that fell in the parts that you can't. So you're gold fishing. You're trying to get all that out and clean out your vehicle. It's also, you could, that also could be the couch too. When you finally decide to clean your couch, you're gold fishing.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's
what I think it is.
That's,
I mean,
really creative. That's really good.
Thanks.
For the actual definition, nobody's right. When someone is so effed up, they head in one direction with a goal in mind, but halfway there, forget that goal and wander off in a random direction with or without another goal in mind. So the example is he was effed up on mushrooms. Oh. He spent the whole night gold fishing around his apartment and never made it out to meet us.
It's not gold. It's goal.
No, it's gold.
Gold.
Oh, it is gold.
Gold fishing.
Well, because goldfishes are stupid.
Yeah, they are pretty dumb.
That's
just
great.
Spinning around in the bowl.
They just
spinning around the block. That's pretty good.
I goldfish all the time.
Jason, 1 point for creativity.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Ding, ding.
Next one, guys. Jetway Jesus.
Jetway Jesus.
Huh.
Huh.
Go ahead.
I think that's the person praying right as takeoff. They're praying as they're taking off.
They're not religious at all.
Good one.
They're not religious at all until they're taken off and they're scared. Or the bumpy takeoff.
That's great.
Or the plane's falling and they're praying. That's when they decide to pray to the Lord.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, I'm just piggybacking on David's a little bit. Jetway Jesus.
I feel like it's when you can't afford a plane ride. And so you tuck away in the luggage area. Or like in a trunk, and you just have your friends like check you as a bag.
That'd be very cold.
Yeah, well, you wear a jacket.
Now, this may come across as I don't want to use the word racist, but it may come across as, you know, me, you know, being judgmental. So I do apologize in advance, but it's all I could come up with. Jetway Jesus, I don't think is Jetway Jesus. I think it's Jetway Jesus. And I think it's the guy that comes, the one guy that's his one job after the lawn's been mowed and it's been edged. He's the guy that comes through with the blower and just does all the cleanup work. He's the Jetway Jesus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No.
Really outside the box. I like it.
Really outside the box.
And it could be a white guy. It could be a black guy. It doesn't have, you know, it's,
Well, I'm giving Stephanie and David the point on this one.
Okay.
Both get a point because they're both closest.
Dang it.
Jetway Jesus is when people fake the use of a wheelchair to get early boarding on a flight.
Oh.
But when the flight lands and they are miraculously able to walk.
Oh, that's good.
Off the plane on their own.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
They've been healed.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, though, David. I'll give you credit on that one. I apologize in advance if anybody's offended by mine, you know, but I thought it was funny. You know.
I sure hope not.
We should be able to laugh at each other.
You should, you know, be okay.
I mean, you should be able to laugh.
And just remember, he's from California, guys. Yeah,
gardeners are pretty much Hispanic. I mean.
Yeah. Where we live, yeah.
They are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Thought, spelled T-H-O-T, experimenting.
Oh. Thought. Well, we know what thought is. I think we did that one before.
We did.
Do you remember what it is?
It is a, it's something about a hoe, something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That hoe over there.
That hoe over there. That's it. Thought, what? Doing what?
Experimenting.
Okay.
Kind of says it after you just think came up with thought.
Yeah, but you could change it up. I think she's experimenting with not being a hoe. So she's like, went to church. That's someone that's a hoe that went to church.
Well, I like that. It's good. I kind of piggyback for mine.
I was thinking it was like a divorcee. She's single again. So she's like, you know, she got married young, had kids young. So now she's thought experimenting because she's single. Her kids are adults now.
That's good.
So now she's thinking about being a hoe.
Now she's like, I'm just going to like hoe experiment.
Or.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm mine's similar to Jason's. I liked yours. I think it's, though, instead of going to like religious, it's getting an education.
Oh.
Going back to school.
She decided, I ain't going to be a hoe no mo. I'm going to get edumacated.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, Stephanie wins that point. And it is trying on a sexy, slutty outfit in the comfort of one's home. I went through my whole wardrobe, thought experimenting.
Oh, you should. Everyone should do that once or twice or all the time.
Or with your husband nearby.
Yeah, I was just there by yourself.
Oh, yeah. With me. It'd be great.
Okay.
he just got a visual of that. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
All right, so Stephanie, you won, I believe. That's
Stephanie got two. David
got one, and I got one.
Yeah,
you keep score now.
Well,
it's just, you know, it's points like the whose line is it anyway?
Yeah,
points don't matter. Nobody wins. Everyone should have fun.
Yeah, you got a box of cookies. David got
biscuit
toilet paper thing.
One toilet paper roll.
Tell me, all right. That's that. Urban Hibben Harry in the books. Well, we got trivia.
Let's do it. David, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready because we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm. Got it, David Modal.
You want to go first?
Stephanie Modal, David Modal.
Okay. Question number one.
Yep.
What was the original name of Mickey Mouse? Was it A, Mortimer Mouse, B, the Rat, C, Marvin Mouse,
Mindy,
A, Jason.
She didn't catch it. Mindy, what is your
I was going to say A.
God.
Mortimer Mouse is correct.
Yes, it is.
I've never heard that. Mortimer?
Yeah, we took a picture with Mortimer. Yeah. That's fine.
Sounds
our
evil.
First time going to, our only time going to Disneyland.
I didn't know his name was Mortimer.
He said that's fine.
That's fine. Just forget. What did you say in that, Jason? Did you say Mindy?
No, he said A.
He did a Mindy.
Oh, he pulled a Mindy. He pulled a Mindy. Yeah.
He said Ace One.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, number two. Mm-hmm. Which superhero with the alter ego Wade Wilson and has powers of accelerated healing was played by Ryan Reynolds in the 2016 film? Is it A, Deadpool, B, Black Panther, C, Ant-Man, Jason, or D, Hawk?
Mindy.
It's Deadpool.
Yes, that is correct.
Gives it away with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say the same.
Number three.
Okay.
What is the next line for American Pie? The song. Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. I didn't say my name though.
So. Well, I didn't know it. Up. So he got it.
Up.
Okay. Do you know how to play this game?
I don't.
Say Jason right now, because Mindy never said it either.
Jason.
Now go.
Okay, you're good.
Is that correct?
Yes. Nice.
Yes, you're
right. I like that one.
That was a good one. Dang it.
We're on number four, right?
I like the finish of the line. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four. Who was the first Disney character created by Walt Disney? Is it A, Mickey Mouse, B, Aladdin, C, Donald Duck, Jason. Or D, Jason?
Donald Duck.
Not correct. Damn
it. What was D?
Sleeping Beauty.
Hmm. I'm going to go with Mindy for... No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go with Mickey Mouse.
That is correct.
Yes.
I really been keeping track, by the way.
I have.
Okay.
I was like, I can't go with the obvious here.
Yeah, I thought that one was an easy one.
Yeah, that was easy, but I was like, that's too easy. So I was like, it can't be that.
You and seven, we usually do five.
That was four, so we have one more.
I knew that.
Uno más, señora.
Okay, it's 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Tiebreaker, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who sings the song Poker Face?
Jason.
Oh, damn it.
It's Lady Gaga.
It is Lady Gaga. Beam, 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 beam,
beam, beam, beam. And Jason wins.
Nice job, guys. That was a good little mixy trivia or whatever. What do they call that? General trivia.
That's great.
I liked it.
I've got, for the next podcast, I've got music trivia.
Oh, that's a good one for us because we both know music pretty well. Just depends on what kind.
What's wrong, David? You're holding your nose.
You don't want to know.
Did Stephanie fart?
I'm sure one of these dogs farted. Oh. Never me. Even when it is me, it's the dogs.
Smart. Smart, smart, smart.
Jeez, that was a room destroyer right there. I think burnt my nostril hairs.
Yeah.
Oh, Frenchies. They're so cute. I honestly uncapped the marker at the same time, so all I smelled was like,
shit.
No. Whiteboard marker. Shit's strong.
Shit marker. All right. Well,
remember the markers where they used to smell like stuff?
Yeah.
And brown always smelled like shit, even though it was like chocolate or something.
Never smelled like chocolate.
Never. No. The cherry.
They did have some ones that were pretty good smelling, though. And you just catch everybody just
sniffing the markers.
Mm. Did you ever know any? I knew somebody that used to sniff paint, like
Huff
paint. He had paint all around his nose and shit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Do not do that, children.
It's so bad.
It's horrible. I told a story about today on J&M about, you were talking about, it was a comment that someone made about people pick their nose and eat their boogers. The kid that did that, I told you, eats his boogers. That was his dad was the one that huffed paint.
Oh, jeez.
So it was great.
No wonder he did that.
It's a great family.
The same kids that also eat the paste back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what when you hit me in point, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's funny. Okay. So like, I try to be very nonchalant. Yeah. Like you're making noise, like cut it out. Oh, but I do it all like hush, hush. He calls me out every time.
I can't hear it.
Every single time. He can't. He calls himself out. He can't help it.
I can't hear it though. All right. Well, that concludes the difference between us. Podcast, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Can't say that anymore, but please visit
the listeners know. No more visual.
Yeah. We have our reasons for it. We're shifting some things around, but yeah, this will just be audio, so no more YouTube. But you can visit the website lowtreestudios.com there for more great podcasts. There's also merch. We've got some difference between us merch on there and all kinds of cool shiz. So check that out. David, what do you got for a cheers?
Okay, so it says, may you work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, dance like no one's watching, and strew like you're being filmed. And
damn.
Drink like a true Irishman.
Wow.
Here, here.
Cheers. Cheers to that. Are you not going to cheers, Mindy? She's like, no, I don't cheers.
I said the and too soon on that.
And?
It's like, oh, and one more. My bad.
I found out that I'm mostly Swedish.
Yes, you did.
How did you find that out?
I was talking to my grandma. My sister, Brandy's down visiting my grandma, and she's living in a home now. So we had a great conversation with her, and she's talking about how mostly she's from Sweden. She's like full Swedish.
Whoa.
And my, that's crazy. But my grandfather is German and Scottish. So I'm mostly Swedish. Interesting.
Interesting. Right? Very cool. Fun fact.
Fun fact. With a little bit of Irish in there too. All right. That's it. That concludes the show. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.